Blog Talk Radio.
But I thought you will come around. Just like you did, baby. God, I need you to show me a sign. For the day I jumped heaven, cause I feel in the spirit. It's manifestation time. So here I am, Jesus. All I have is yours. Show yourself to be God. I know you won't let me down. I won't stop believing.
Thank you.
sir, he will provide. That is Jehovah Jireh, because he is our provider. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Norris Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bell if she'll give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to jump into this lesson. I'm excited about the Word of God today, and I pray that God have blessed y'all real good, and you got your pencil and paper, and you just as excited as Pastor and I. And this time, we're going to ask Pastor Bell, Akron, Ohio, to give us a word of prayer.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. The Lord will provide. Amen. He's our provider. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Matthew 5 and verse 8. And it reads, reading from the King James, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God. Thank you for our pastor as he teaches the word. We thank for the listeners, those that have called in, and those that are listening by internet. We give you thanks, Father God, and we're so thankful that we know that your word teaches us that you are our provider. You are everything that we need, and all we have to do is trust in you with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Father God, we just ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word today, Father God, and may we learn it and then meditate on it day and night. Be with all those who ask us to keep them lifted in prayer, Father God, those that are bereaved and those that are going through and the sick and the shut in, Father God. You said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Father God, so help us to trust you, even at a time that we're going through bereavement or going through sickness or going through trials and tribulations. We know you're a way maker out of no way. There's nothing. Bless our pastor as he teaches this word. Bless us as we receive the word. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that prayer. And you know, you just gotta have a love for God, brothers and sisters. If you really want to understand what's going on in the world today or in the world of God today, you're gonna have to have a heart for God. And that's my subject. A heart for God. And I just wish everybody we have a heart for God. And to have a heart for God, and we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, is to have a desire for God. If you got a heart for God, it means that you have a desire for God. Just like you have a desire for whatever it is. To have a heart for somebody, you desire them. You desire them to be in your life. You desire to go places with them. You desire to do things with them. You know, to have a heart for God is a desire. David had a heart. And I want you all to see that like that. So when you have a desire, that means you delight yourself. Yeah. That's what this is about. So over in Psalms, because we're talking about God honored. Boy, that's an awesome honor, brothers and sisters. Maybe I should go back to that foundational scripture because I don't want you to miss that over there in Acts 13:22, where God said, talking about David, I could take you to the book of Psalms, but God said, because he was describing David, he says, a man after my heart, who will do all of my will. To me, that's the highest praise you can get from the our Creator, from the Savior of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from our Daddy, from God to Abraham. I don't know how many, and I mean, I've read probably a lot of scriptures, but I want to focus in on this scripture right here. What is an awesome honor that God gave to say, this man like me, this man just like what I would do. You know, I don't know if you ever experienced somebody doing a thing that you would do. I had took somebody to the airport the other day, and my tie messed up. And if I had taken them to the airport, maybe my tie wouldn't have got messed up. But they felt the need to help with the cost. I said, wow, that's somebody think like, feel like I feel. Hey, you take me, and your vehicles wouldn't have got messed up. So you know what? I'm going to contribute to that. Man, see, that's when you have a heart. Somebody got a heart like your heart. If that makes sense.
Amen.
You know,
it's
like you have this desire. Woo, I just wish I had time. But let me stay focused, please. But I want you to know God said this. God gave David this honor, which I call one of the highest praise the Creator ever gave anybody other than Jesus. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. See, that's what he's saying here, because David would do his will. He said, I got somebody going to do my will now. See, Jesus said, I come to do the will of the Father. People, I want y'all to see this thing, man. So when you have a heart for God, God recognizes it. He recognizes
it. He does.
So,
amen.
Scripture I want to share with you is from the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter, and we'll read maybe from the 4th through the 7th verse. Well, that third verse kind of got me there for a moment, because it said to trust in the Lord and do good.
Mm-hmm.
Thy dwelling in the good. Verily thou shall be fed. But then that next verse is where I want you to go to. It says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. And if you desire to have a heart for God, God's going to give it to you. Woo! Say that again, preacher. If you desire to have a heart, now I don't know if you desire that or not. You may not want to desire. I mean, you may not desire that. But if you desire to have a heart for God. Let me go and read this scripture, and then maybe the pastor can share some light from another version. But it says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And it shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and as the judgment as thy noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fear not thyself, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. And that's from Psalms 37, 4 through 7, Pastor?
Yeah, it was 37, yes, ma'am.
Okay. D had read the third verse also. So I'll start with that one. All right, reading from the Message Bible. Get insurance with God. and do a good deed. Settle down and stick to your last. Keep company with God. Get in on the best. Open up before God. Keep nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. He'll validate your life in the clear light of day and stamp you with approval at high noon. Quiet down before God. Be prayerful before Him. Don't bother with those who climb the ladder, who elbow their way to the top. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Probably one of the greatest desires when sometimes we read in today's passages of scriptures and assume that it means God will give us whatever we want. It's not uncommon, brothers and sisters, for someone to talk about a prayer request and then add, like to add now, God promised to give me the desires of my heart. But truly, in the context, the scripture revealed the Lord principle for purifying our desires and issues, and is called devotion to Him. That means you delight in the Lord. Means that you take pleasure in discovering more about Him and following Him as we do. The Holy Spirit alights our heart desire with His, which position us to the place of His blessing. Once you know the secret about the desires, then you learn how important it is to have a desire for God. A desire means that you got joy. Man, you get pleasure because you delight yourself in the Lord. See, you delight yourself in the Lord because you desire the things of God. And with that being said, brothers and sisters, when you delight yourself in the Lord, that becomes first place. You want to do everything there is. You become a man after God's own heart. You become, what the Bible says in Psalms 1 and 2, but His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law doeth He meditate day and night. Listen to what that's saying. He liked to please God. See, when you delight in something, it becomes a pleasure for you. It doesn't become a hard task. It becomes a pleasure. The Bible says, to them His saints are in the earth, and the excellency in whom is all my delight. God love for us to delight ourselves in Him. The Bible says he who trusts in the Lord that He would deliver him, let him deliver him, seeing His delight in him. I challenge anybody today. Delight the things of the Lord. Take pleasure in it. Watch what happens. I told you Psalm 37 and 4 says, if you delight thyself also in the Lord, He shall give you the desires of your heart, man. And I'm talking about your spirit, man.
Amen.
Maybe that's where I need to go. Maybe for today is out, we'll talk about that. We're talking about your spirit, man. That's the heart we're talking about. Where is your desire there? See, when we commit our ways to God, we allow our thoughts, our goals, our lifestyle to be shaped in His will. Woo! That's what it's all about. God wants us to be shaped in his will. That's why he told David, David, do whatever I need. So, hey, that's a man after my own heart. You know why? Because that's what God wanted. He wanted us to be in his image and after his likeness.
Yeah.
See, his will, the things he loves. In other words, we acknowledge his right to determine whether our longing fits his plan. That's the whole idea, brothers and sisters. Have a heart for God and let your desire be converted. Let Christ become your first love. Our heart become focused on making his glory known with our lifestyle. Man, I better say that one more time. See, when your heart is right, it becomes a focus of making his glory known to the world. God wants to give us our heart desire, and I'm going to say in his timing. Because when we are not aligned with the things of God, you can't please God. Learn to enjoy who he is, what he is. So let our focus be on replacing the old with the new. That becomes his purpose, his perfect at our will. Because, see, that's what he was saying, that was the will of God, man. I think that's what he said. That was God's will, to do his will. God's children will do his will. Not only David, but you and I and anybody else that wanted to do the will of God. God shifts that for us. Our delight is in him. Remember, was that 139 Psalms, I think we read yesterday? 23 and 24. Pastor, did you read that at the Messenger Bible?
I read it out of both, Pastor, the Message Bible and the Living, New Living Translation.
Read that out the Messenger Bible, the 139th Psalm in the 23rd, 24th verse. I know I had it yesterday, but there's so much meat in there that I want everybody to get this. Have a desire heart. And if you have a desired heart, it should be toward God. If your desire will lack right, then you'll have a heart toward God. And some of us, well, you know, when I think about what God has brought me, absolutely. You should have a heart for God. But God don't want you to have a heart because of what he did for you. He wants you to have a heart for what you going to do for him.
All right now.
It's easy to say, well, you know, the Lord did this for me and the Lord did that for me. The Lord did. Okay, I get all that. What have you did for the Lord? Because according to this scripture, he's looking for somebody who's going to do his will. That's what he's looking for. A man after his own heart is somebody who will do all of my will. That's what God said. Now, I know he did this, he did that, but how much, what have you did for him?
All right.
If you found that scripture, Pastor, let us have it. Hallelujah.
I have Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24 from the Message Bible. Investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See for yourselves whether I've done anything wrong. Then guide me on the road to eternal life. Amen.
That's got to be the message, brothers and sisters. That has to become the message. That's what we got to tell. I mean, I just lost my spot. Well, praise God. Well, I already know what God wants me to do. See, I having a heart for God. David also delighted in God's word, spending quality time with him. Now, I want to share this, and I really don't know who I'm speaking to, but I'm going to speak it out. How is it that you love God and you don't spend no time with him?
All right.
And walking around thinking you're spending time with God is not spending time with God. Spending time with God, and I'm going to prove this to you right now, is spending time in his word. Yeah, because it's true. The word and God is the same. The more you spend time in the word, the more you're spending time with God.
Yeah, amen.
See, when you delight yourself in the Lord, you're spending time with him.
Yeah.
David delighted himself in the word of God. Why you think he wrote so many psalms? Ooh, don't make me go there, y'all. I'm trying.
Don't make me go there.
Especially the 119th psalm. I mean, just think about it. I want y'all to see this. I want y'all to see this. See, he says he will walk with God all the time. David said, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. See, you're spending time with God. Blessed are they that keep his testimony, talking about his word, and that seek him with their whole heart, talking about your whole spirit, man. And that's what we're going to get into. So when he talks about heart, I tell you, man, he's talking about the man of the heart. And that's probably where we're going to go with this, because I want you all to see, when you see that, and I don't know if it's 1,000 times or how many, I done forgot now, but I know it's over 800 times. That I know. When it mentions heart, when he mentioned heart, walk in his way. The Bible says he have commanded us to keep his precept and to do it diligently. Yeah, that's all the time.
Amen.
So when I think about the 119 Psalms and I think about praising God and I think about how you're to walk with God, you're in his word. That's it.
Thank you, Lord.
You're in his word, man. If you can get to this, you'll see you're in God's word. So if you're in God's word, you're in him. All David does is talk about God's word. The 57th verse says, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word. Yeah. That's when you know you have a desire for God, because you want to live in that word. You want to abide in that word. You delight yourself in that word. You understand that when you delight yourself, you know, you're... And then too, I want to say this because before I turn it over to anyone that would like to have any comments or anything. Brother and sister, one of the greatest things you can do before the eyes of God is to want to be in him, want to be with him. I mean, come on, brothers and sisters. That even in the human form, when you desire to be somebody, they can see that. They can feel that. They can relate to that. understand that. Mm-hmm. And God is a God of love. He will embrace that. He not like the world. You're reaching out. God's going to reach back. I dare you to abide in his word and watch he abide in you. That's what that was.
Amen.
Okay. So get a heart for God is to get a heart for his word. If you don't have a heart for his word, then your desires need to change.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God wants to give us the desires of our heart. That's what I'm telling you. Your desires have to change because God wants to give us the desires of our heart. Or I say heart desire. He wants to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he even promised to do it. If you'll delight yourself in him, he said, I will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen, amen.
Life is not as complicated as it may seem, regardless of how big and the challenge and circumstances. Listen, brother and sister, remember that God has us. He has an awesome plan for us. Ooh, I wish I could say that again. He just has an awesome plan for us. And his plan is that we prosper. His plan is that you get the desires of your heart. But God looking for someone who will have a desire for him.
Amen.
What person in a relationship don't want that person to desire them? No, if you're in a relationship, you want that person to desire you. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. That you want that. You want that desire. You want that hug.
Yeah.
You want that person to feel like they want to hug you. They want to kiss you. They want to caress you. You want to know that that person wants you like that.
Yes, amen.
But you want to know where their spirit is at, where their heart is at. For the people
amen.
I know. Yeah,
amen.
It's important. It's important. I like what the Bible tells us to love with a pure heart. Remember over in 1 Peter 1:22, he says, ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfigurative love of to the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart. Your spirit, man, fervently, a pure heart. And we'll probably get into to the mind. 1 Peter 3:4 says, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. So you know they're not talking about that 4x4 pumping 100,000 times a day. You know they're not talking about that. But let the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornaments of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So when God sees your spirit is toward him, that's awesome, man.
Amen.
Awesome. Well, we are at a point where anyone have any comments, anything you'd like to share? Press 1, and we'll pick it up there tomorrow. Having a heart for God. You talking about this? Excuse me.
Yes.
I know somebody.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what God wants. He wants the hidden man of the heart. So we'll pick up that part on tomorrow. Anyone have any comments, anything you want to share, anything you'd like to talk about?
Amen. Well, Pastor, you know, in this first verse of 1 Peter 3, and beginning with that, well, verses 1 through 4 goes for you wives. Be good wives to your husbands. Respond to their needs. There are husbands who, indifferent as they are to any words about God, will be captivated by your life of holy beauty. What matters is not your outer appearance, the styling of your hair, the jewelry you wear, the cut of your clothes, but your inner disposition. Then that fourth verse says, cultivate inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in. The holy women of old were beautiful before God that way and were good, loyal wives to their husbands. Then I want to talk about Sarah, but I was talking about when you were saying that you delight in the Lord and you want your spouse or, you know, to be, you know, to have that type of feeling toward you as well. And so when you were saying that, that's just, to me, this scripture just brings that out, that, you know, as we delight ourselves in the Lord, just like we would delight ourselves in a relationship, but we want to be close. We want to have a personal, you know, commitment to the Lord. And as you say, take time and spend time in God's word. And so it says, delight yourself in the Lord. And that's how we delight ourselves in the Lord, being in his word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen. You're welcome, Pastor.
Anyone else? Beautiful scripture. Beautiful.
God's word is beautiful, Pastor. Amen.
If I understand this right, today is what they call Hope Day. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone.